You realize the failure of the war on drugs when someone tasked with combating it switches sides.
A one-time Texas drug agent described by his former boss as one of the best narcotics officers in the country.
Barry Cooper, Cop Busters.
Controversial.
Arrested. Vigilante.
Questionable.
Tiny Christmas trees. Watchdog.
Illegal.
The Texas Rangers are investigating a sting Cooper carried out against Odessa police officers in 2008.
Welcome back to the Lackluster Channel. Barry Cooper was once one of the nation's top canine and narcotics officers. During his tenure, he realized that the war on drugs was immoral and ineffective. His new understanding caused him to shift directions, and he created the Never Get Busted video series to teach people how to never get caught. Soon, he realized that he knew all the cops' dirty little secrets, like how they make a canine false alert, how officers use confidential informants to plant narcotics, and much more. With that wealth of information, he decided it was time to start busting bad cops. This story begins with the arrest of Yolanda Madden, a single mother of two with no criminal history or issues with addiction. In 2005, she was arrested for possession.
Any drugs or weapons in there? What's your truck?
My dad's
doing drugs in there right now? Weapons? Nothing at all. Mind if we check it? We got information there's supposed to be drugs in there.
Though she was 100% innocent, she was convicted, and due to the weight of the illicit substance, she was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Yolanda's father had overwhelming evidence that the substances used to convict her were planted by a confidential informant who had accidentally hit the wrong target. Her father contacted Barry Cooper, as he not only ran Cop Busters, but he also previously worked in the area with some of the same officers involved. Barry decided to take action to catch the officers by setting up a fake grow house in the district, hoping that by doing so, he could prove Yolanda's conviction was sourced by unlawful and unconstitutional actions of the officers involved. So in December of 2008, Barry found a vacant house and put tin foil over the windows. He brought in grow lights and ventilation systems, all for the care and nurture for two small pine tree saplings, and to trigger an illegal raid by the Odessa Police Department.
Police are not supposed to run a search warrant or make an arrest on an anonymous tip alone.
Right.
And this vice unit has a habit of lying on search warrants and claiming they had an informant go in and see drugs in the house, and then they raid the house. We used to do it when I worked for them. If we couldn't get the evidence we needed and we wanted to raid the house, we lied and said an informant went in there.
So now, with Barry's pine sapling nursery set up, cameras were installed to survey the property, and it didn't take long for the Odessa Police Department to arrive at the location as planned. With weapons drawn, the officers enter the residence and systematically clear the house room by room. They finally make it to the room hosting the Christmas tree grove and realize that their anonymous tip was false.
Pine tree is growing.
Before leaving, they noticed a Cop Busters t-shirt pinned to the wall, alongside a note addressing the officers that read, "You are the focus of a new reality TV show called Cop Busters. There's nobody in the house and nothing illegal has happened. We will be approaching to interview you with cameras. Our crew will be in red t-shirts, like the one on the wall." The officers then find the surveillance equipment and leave, just as quickly as they arrived.
Yeah, because they got this camera here, they got two in there, and all the monitors are running up there in the cabinet. You can hear them.
No, we can set up.
The monitors are
but we're talking to the United States Attorney, so if you would, please not touch anything.
I'm not. I got my hands in my pocket.
We'll find out what we need to do with the cameras and all that stuff.
And just as the sign on the wall said, Barry Cooper and his camera crew were traveling to the house to film the officers' reactions to getting caught in the execution of an illegally obtained search warrant.
There's somebody in the car behind them. Right behind them.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's it.
They're about to raid it. Oh, shit. And Jason, you can tell them
they're in. They're in.
Hang on.
They're in.
They're raiding it.
They kicked in the back door.
They're in. Back door.
They kicked in the back
door.
I didn't see it. They got Adam in front yard cuffed.
Handcuffed. They got Adam cuffed. Let them cuff all. Get these cameras ready.
All right. What? We're just pulling up.
They're just about to leave.
Go.
Right here. Stop. Right here. Got the cameras. Get them out. Ready?
Let's go. Go.
Hey, we're out.
Hey, I'm Barry Cooper with Cop Busters. Why are you in my house? What? Do you have a search warrant?
I'm busy making sure these Odessa cops quit planting drugs on people, so you've been caught in a
free
trap.
Yolanda.
We're trying to cooperate. We're not giving nobody no hassle.
You did too. Y'all planted drugs on Yolanda, and she's in prison because of it. That's giving people a hassle. You guys are wrong on this one, and you know it, and you got burnt.
I'll show you the paper.
Oh, I want to see the affidavit. What judge signed an affidavit? There's nothing illegally going on unless y'all lied on that affidavit.
Okay.
What did you say to get in there?
Yeah.
What happened?
I talked to the detective that did that.
After we set the trap house, it was the cop's job to do a proper investigation. And had they investigated properly, they never would have raided the house.
The information obtained by this operation was used to prove that the Odessa Police Department lied on affidavits used to obtain search warrants and eventually freed Yolanda Madden.
Tonight, Yolanda Madden is a free woman, and she says she was falsely imprisoned for 4 years.
Today, District Judge Rob Junell vacated her sentence.
Sure.
Because of the setup, Yolanda spent 4 years of her life in prison, despite her innocence. The police chief responded to the fake grow house operation by calling Barry Cooper immature and juvenile.
In a statement, Odessa Police Chief Timothy Burton calls Cooper's actions juvenile and irresponsible,
claiming that his actions were potentially illegal and wasted the time of law enforcement and taxpayer money. Barry eventually ran for Texas Attorney General, but his contributions to help end the drug war brought him under the ire of the state. The police ran a search warrant on his home to seize his Cop Busters videos. Not narcotics, videos.
Executed a search warrant on Cooper's home. They confiscate his camera equipment, videos, and computers.
After the raid, they arrested him 3 times and his wife once under misdemeanor charges related to the Sting videos. All charges were later dismissed, but while he fought them, the U.S. government took his child and declared him and his wife an unfit parent for teaching them about the dangerous arms of the state.
The state has taken away his child, Zach, and cited as a specific reason that Barry and his wife, quote, are unsuitable and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them. How much harm has Mr. Cooper done compared to the government stealing property, stealing freedom, and in this case, kidnapping his child?
And because of the alleged retaliation, Barry and his family fled to South America for asylum in 2011. Barry Cooper is now a criminal defense expert witness that testifies against false alerts by dogs performing free air sniffs, search and seizure issues, and much more. He is also an international aide that helps train search and rescue canines around the world. He now refuses to train narcotics canines. Netflix has taken an interest in his life and activism, and a 4-part docuseries is currently being produced with an expected release in 2023. Barry and I are currently working together to create a live-streamed video podcast. The show will air in the coming weeks on the Never Get Busted YouTube channel. You can find all the original content used to produce this video on that channel and our new show by using the links in the description and pinned comment. so be sure to head over there and check out his videos. He left a special message just for you, and I look forward to seeing you in the live show soon.
I smoke pot, but I don't inhale.
Thanks for watching. If you have a video, use the submit link in the description or pinned comment. If you enjoyed this one, subscribe and hit the bell for future content. And check out our other channels, Lady Lackluster and The Odd Side. Remember to like, share, and leave a comment about what you think of this interaction. It's the easiest way for you to help expose corruption and misconduct. Merchandise is available using the links below. Join the Lackluster family for just a buck if you'd like to further support the channel. Get a Lack logo next to your name, custom emotes, and early access to videos. I look forward to seeing you in the next one. All links are down below.